Well, under the revised arrangement, local authorities have received a capital funding for the acquisition of second-hand dwellings, and the authorities can target this funding at their discretion, whether there's a tenant in situ purchases or other purposes. And I think what it does, it allows flexibility to respond to local needs and demand within the categories of acquisitions being supported. And the government has funded the acquisition of over 7,000 second-hand social homes since 2020. At a cost of $2 billion, but delighted now that more funding has been allocated, and this is significant at $325 million, of which Sligo Local Authority will get $3 million, Leitrim Local Authority will get $2 million, Donegal get $2 million. And again, I just want to thank the local authorities putting in these funds, because this will help a little bit towards the housing crisis that we have in Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal.
And that's an important point, Deputy, because at the current state in the crisis, every little bit that can contribute to alleviating the pressure on people is definitely most welcome. And although when the press release initially came out, Sligo and Leitrim were excluded from it, and there were a few questions raised in the area saying, well, why was it omitted from the release? Did you think that was just a typo, or do you have any knowledge on that at all? Maybe you're not too sure.
I actually have no knowledge of that. All I know is that in the release I got, that Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal were all included. I'm absolutely delighted that that government has listened to the concerns of the local authority. And again, this second-hand acquisition programme, it actually has helped reduce the homelessness in our area.